Hi, this is Patty Scalzo, welcoming you to the Bible study program, Shiar Jashub, brought to you by the Church of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. Today, we will begin the next sermon in my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo's series on the Book of Romans.
We'll pick up our study in the book of Romans, but I'd like to take an aside first into the Gospel of John. So if you would look at John chapter 3. In John chapter 3, in verse 25, it says, "Then there arose a dispute between some of John's disciples, John the Baptist, and the Jews, the Jewish religious leaders, about purification. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified," and they're referring to Jesus. This is John chapter 3 and verse 26 now. "To whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. And John answered and said, A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him." And he goes on to talk about the one whom he has testified to, Jesus, that he was sent before this one, and this one, he is the Christ. This one, Jesus, he is the bridegroom. Then verse 30, he says, John the Baptist says, he must increase, Jesus must increase, but I must decrease. And he goes on to say that Jesus is from above, from heaven, and so he's above all, that he speaks the words of God, that God gives him, the Lord Jesus, the Spirit without limit. And then the key verse for today's sermon in verse 35 and 36, John concludes, "The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand." All things are given into the hand of Jesus Christ. Verse 36, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting, eternal life. And he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." There's a Greek word there, he who believes. That's important to what we're going to study in the book of Romans. That word there, when it says the verb, he who believes, pistuo in the Greek. And it's a very important word in our understanding of Christian teaching. It means to believe, to entrust, to have faith as in a personal thing. And clearly here it's in a person. It's in Jesus. You entrust your spiritual well-being to Christ. You put your trust in him. You place your confidence, your trust in him. So in the gospel sense of that word, to believe, as it's used for the believer, it's not mere credence to believe something is true. It's to believe something is true and also rely upon it. You believe it. You believe in him. You believe in him, you believe he is the way, the truth, and the life, and you believe in him that you rely on him, you entrust yourself to him, you put your confidence in him, you believe that he is the only way of salvation, that you need him, you believe in him and what he accomplished for you. So it's not just credence, but also reliance upon, to have faith in him and what he does for us. Pistuo. Then he says, if you believe, the Father loves the Son, The Father has given all things into the Son's hand. And if you believe, he who believes in the Son has everlasting, eternal life. We have access to his life in this world, and then we have everlasting life after this world, forever with the Lord God, forever with the Father through the Son. But he who does not believe, he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, for the wrath of God abides on him. The NIV will say, but whoever rejects the Son. The American Standard Version says, he that obeyeth not the Son. There's a different word there, even though the King James and the New King James uses the same word believe. He who believes the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life. It's a different word there. The word used there is apatheo, and it's a verb that means literally to disobey, but he who disobeys the Son will not see life. Strong's will tell you it means to disbelieve willfully and perversely. So it's not just not to believe in the sense of, well, I haven't heard, so I can't believe. The word that John the Baptist is using here that we have in the Greek that John the Apostle writes is to disbelieve willfully, perversely. It's an active, willful disbelief. Vines says to refuse to be persuaded, to refuse to believe, to refuse belief, to be disobedient. The Greek scholar Roberts has said, he translated, he that is disobedient to the Son. So it's a willful, active disbelief. Versus not having known to believe, it's a willful, active refusal to believe. So he who does not believe, he who disobeys, he who rejects, he who obeyeth not, he who refuses to believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. And you have this decision factor here set out so clearly in the Gospel of John. You're presented with the witness of Jesus Christ. And how do you respond? How you respond is the most important decision you will make in your life. It's a decision that goes on to eternity. Either eternal life, everlasting life, or will not see life. Will not see the life of God, but the wrath of God abides on him. True belief in the Son of God, true belief in Jesus, to accept and think of who he is. Notice the focus. Here you have John the Baptist. Jesus said, the greatest born of women. And he takes the focus off himself. I must decrease. He must increase. He is Messiah. He is the bridegroom. He's the one from above. He's the one from heaven. He's the one above all. He has the Holy Spirit without measure. He speaks the very words of God. He's God's Son, and the Father has given all things into his hands. And now how do you respond? How do you respond? Who do you say that Jesus is? True belief is faith in him, believing who he is and believing who he is for you, your reliance upon him. And that determines our eternal destiny. Notice back in verse 31, he says, he who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. Speaking of the religious leaders of those days. He, verse 33, he who has received his testimony, he who has received the testimony of Jesus, has certified that God is true. When someone receives the testimony of Jesus Christ, who he is, and their reliance upon him, they certify that God is true. When you truly receive the testimony, spirit, soul, body, you truly believe in the gospel sense of how we're called to believe, you certify that God is true. And that word certify is a very special word. Sphragidzo. It means to seal, to stamp, as with a signet ring. You put your signet ring or your private mark, if you ever see wax, and you put the mark in the wax. A lot of times it was used for security and protection. You know, you would take a letter, you would fold it up, and you would seal it, and you would know if somebody opened it up. You put your seal, you put your stamp on it. There is an aspect of security and permanency and authentication. You authenticate, this is true. I certify, I put my stamp, I put my seal that this is true. You receive the witness, and then when you receive the witness, when you do that, you're attesting. That's what it means figuratively, to attest, as you would seal or stamp to show your mark of this is my security, I agree with this. Then figuratively, the word becomes to mean to attest, to authenticate. You attest, you certify, you seal, you authenticate, you declare on earth and you declare in the heavens that God is true, that Jesus speaks the words of God. And that's the reason you now belong to him. We could have sinned greatly, but we receive Jesus in such a way, our belief is so strong in him, we set our seal. If you want a good image of faith, that's what it is. You set your seal. I believe this. I know it. I count my whole life on it. I certify it on earth and in heaven. I agree. And in the Greek and the Hebrew, it's amen. So be it. It is so. Amen. That's true faith.
Our church website is shiarjashub.org. Serious times require serious Bible study. And on shiarjashub.org, you will find hundreds of radio audio teaching programs, information about our church, and links to our 10:30 a.m. Sunday service on YouTube. These videos are posted up on the Shiar Jashub channels on YouTube, Rumble.com, and X.com, as well as on the church website itself. And both the Heavenly Authority and Roman series are available on Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music. You can find all this information, including articles, blogs, and time and place of our services, on the website at shiarjashub.org. And we appreciate any donation you make to Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle to keep this important scripture teaching ministry on WFIF, and you will find a link to a secure page where you can make the donation on the church website. And you can always check Isaiah 7, verse 3, for the spelling of Shiar Jashub.